Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Mighty God will come forth from Zion to set his people free.
The Lord, the mighty God, will come forth from Zion to set his people free.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we are glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have raised us from the earth. May you let the seeds of justice, which we have sown in tears, grow and increase in your sight. May we reap in joy the harvest we hope for patiently.
The Lord, the mighty God, will come forth from Zion to set his people free.
I shall not cease to plead with God for Zion until he sends his Holy One in all his radiant beauty.
I shall not cease to plead with God for Zion until he sends his Holy One in all his radiant beauty.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. You command the seed to rise, Lord God, though the farmer is unaware. Grant that those who labor for you may trust not in their own work, but in your help, remembering that the land is brought to flower not with human tears, but with those of your Son. May the church rely upon your gifts.
I shall not cease to plead with God for Zion until he sends his Holy One in all his radiant beauty.
The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. He has sent me to preach his joyful message to the poor.
The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. He has sent me to preach his joyful message to the poor.
Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, visible and invisible.
All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. He has sent me to preach his joyful message to the poor.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. We eagerly await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give a new form to this lowly body of ours and remake it according to the pattern of his glorified body, by his power to subject everything to himself. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
O flower of Jesse's stem, you have been raised up as a sign for all peoples. Kings stand silent in your presence. The nations bow down in worship before you. Come, let nothing keep you from coming to our aid.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O flower of Jesse's stem, you have been raised up as a sign for all peoples. Kings stand silent in your presence. The nations bow down in worship before you. Come, let nothing keep you from coming to our aid. To Christ our Lord, judge of the living and the dead, let us cry out with faith, Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, may the world know your justice, which the heavens proclaim.
May your glory fill the earth.
Come, Lord Jesus.
For us you took upon yourself the weakness of man.
Protect us with the strength of your own divine life.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come to those imprisoned in the darkness of ignorance.
Show them the radiance of your own divine light.
Come, Lord Jesus.
In your humility as a man, you took away our sin.
Now in your glory, grant us true happiness.
Come, Lord Jesus.
When you come in glory to judge us,
gather the dead into your kingdom.
Come, Lord Jesus.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world, grant, we pray, that we may venerate with integrity of faith the mystery of so wondrous an incarnation, and always celebrate it with due reverence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.